Good morning, listeners. How are you doing? It's the 22nd of February and you are listening to A News on the Go with your host, Ashwin Chavriya. Did you know Bengali is an official language in Africa's Sierra Leone? Bengali was announced as an official language in the West African nation of Sierra Leone to recognize the contributions of the Bangladeshi peacekeeping forces in the country's civil war. Bangladeshi forces, which constituted the largest part of the UN mission, played an important part in fighting the rebels during the civil war, which lasted from 1991 to 2002. Yes, Bengali in Africa, who would have thought? Also, bringing about a correction in yesterday's news, I incorrectly identified the US National Security Advisor. It is actually H.R. McMaster, who is an active duty Army General, replacing Michael Flynn. On the news today, NASA unveils exoplanets. What's going on at Tesla? Yahoo paid the price for its data breaches. Indian women score 8 in the last 2 balls to win the World Cup qualifier 2017. And Kim Jong-nam spent years afraid for his life. Diving right in, NASA unveils exoplanets. The US Space Agency is holding a news conference at 1 p.m. European Standard Time to present new findings on exoplanets, or planets that orbit stars other than our sun. Yes, there are planets that revolve around the stars apparently and not the sun. The event airs live on NASA television and nasa.gov and will be followed by a Reddit Q&A. Next piece on the news is that the electric car company Tesla will report its fourth quarter earnings after a surprise profit in the third quarter. Analysts are expecting a $160 million loss and will be looking for Tesla to justify its $44 billion market capitalization. CEO Elon Musk is also expected to give an update on Tesla's many ventures, including its first mass market car, the Model 3, which costs $35,000 and can drive 215 miles on a full charge. Next piece on the news today is Yahoo, which paid the price for its data breaches. Verizon announced that it will pay $4.48 billion for Yahoo's core business, $350 million less than its original offer, to reflect the fallout from 2 massive cyber attacks disclosed by Yahoo last year. I remember mentioning this in another version of another edition of News on the Go in the past, but the deal is so repetitively being mentioned in the news that there's a lot of clout around its final sale. So Yahoo is finally actually being sold to Verizon. Yes, the notionals are still being renegotiated and both companies' shares apparently rose on news of the deal, which they expect to close in the second quarter of this year, which is June end. Next piece on the news today is that Indian women score 8 in the last 2 balls to win World Cup Qualifier 2017. India won the ICC Women's World Cup Qualifier 2017 after clinching a last ball win in the final against South Africa on Tuesday. Needing 8 of last 2 balls, stand-in skipper Harmanpreet Kaur hit a 6, followed by a double to seal the victory. Last piece of news today is that Kim Jong-nam spent years of his life being afraid. Kim Jong-nam, the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, spent his last few years highly paranoid over his own safety and felt powerless after North Korea's fate was in the hands of Kim Jong-un. Jong-nam never had any ambitions to rule the country, but did not appreciate his brother's rule. Intelligence officials suspect that Jong-nam's assassination was carried out on Jong-un's orders. Yes, it's pretty obvious that this was supposed to come out one day or the other. Kim Jong-un, being power-hungry as he is trying to eliminate all competition, so he remains as the sole ruler of North Korea. Well, that's all for the news today, guys. On 22nd of February, just wrapping up another edition, I'm leaving you with Show Me Love by Sam Feld in the background. I'll see you tomorrow, same time.